Everyone, this is episode 89 of My 123 Cents, the podcast. As always, thanks for listening, sharing, and if you have a minute, head over to iTunes and rate and review the show. Leave a comment. You can do that also at jitterymonkey.com. Just let me know what you think of My 123 Cents, the podcast. This week's show, a little different. I am on location, actually, for it at Stride Pro Wrestling. They have a school set up on Tuesday and Thursday nights. Heath Hatton, who is a part of Stride Pro Wrestling, teaches, and other members of the roster come in, and it's a really neat setup that they have. It's in Marion, Illinois. If you are looking to go to wrestling school, I would definitely recommend getting trained by professionals, obviously. And you know, Heath and his team, they do it right, and it is a safe environment. So I'll have all the information on the information portion of the Jittery Monkey website, jitterymonkey.com. Of course, click on the My 123 Cents section and check that out. So we'll get to that. I talked to some of the trainees, and it's, like I said, a different environment, a different setting. So I'm looking forward to sharing some of the perspectives of the men and one woman who are training right now to become professional wrestlers. Speaking of wrestling, obviously, SummerSlam coming up and shaping up to be living up to the hype, if you will, the premier event of the summer. Of course, over the weekend, breaking news was announced that Sasha Banks, who just won the Women's Championship, will be defending against former champion Charlotte. Looking forward to that rematch. Also happening at SummerSlam, Finn Balor, who won that big challenge over Roman Reigns, and there were two different fatal four ways, Finn Balor standing tall and taking on Seth Rollins. And I'm looking forward to that match as well. And I know there's been some criticism about Finn Balor maybe getting a little too much of the spotlight too soon, or even Ric Flair commenting on his own podcast that he doesn't think Balor is big enough in stature. He should be a cruiserweight and not fighting for the heavyweight championship. I totally disagree with that. I think Finn Balor, I like the character, I like the gimmick, I like the wrestler too. So I think Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins is fresh, it's new, it's exciting. I did not want to see Roman Reigns versus I didn't want to see Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins again, this time at SummerSlam. This is going to be something amazing, and it's for the WWE Universal Championship, and say what you will about that championship. I don't mind that either. I think that it was obvious, Chad and I talked last week on the podcast, that they were going to have to go in a direction with a championship belt for Raw. And obviously you have the world title or the WWE championship. We've done the world title before, so this is something different too. No objections from my perspective right now. Speaking of which, it's going to also be Dolph Ziggler going against Dean Ambrose for the WWE championship. He won the right for that in a six-pack challenge. And I have a blog up over at my123cents.com talking a little bit more about Dolph Ziggler and what I'd like to see maybe happen with him leading up to this big event. And then, of course, it's Brock Lesnar versus Randy Orton. I also have a blog up, and I'm not trying to just shill the blog here, but a blog up about Brock Lesnar and why he does not face any repercussions from his two UFC drug test failures with the WWE, because he is a part-time performer, a part-time superstar. He does not fall into the requirements, that's the only word I can think of, for the wellness policy. I personally think that that is wrong. I feel like anyone who gets into the ring to wrestle for WWE, a celebrity or a part-time rock, Brock Lesnar, Triple H, any of those guys who are not full-time roster members, if they're wrestling, they need to be held to the same standards as the men and women who are there day in and day out. And, you know, if WWE claims that he's a part-time superstar, you know, they've got him listed as a superstar under the current superstar schedule, but Booker T is there as well, so is Jerry Lawler, but I think they have all the announced team there. But anyway, my point being, if you're getting into the ring to wrestle, you need to be clean and you need to be subjected to the same test and scrutiny that the other superstars are. Because God forbid if anything were to happen to Brock Lesnar in the ring, it's going to be on the WWE's hands. And I'm not even saying in the ring. I'm saying outside the ring if something were to happen to him. Because the media will go after WWE. They'll go after UFC as well. But at least UFC has taken steps in testing Brock. And, you know, I like Brock Lesnar. I'm not criticizing the person. I'm criticizing the choices and the policy, I guess, that the WWE has in place. I mean, it's not his fault that WWE isn't going to do anything about it, and he's there to make money, and it's a business, and yada, yada, yada. I get it. So we'll just kind of wait and see where this one goes. But as of right now, and seemingly it's not going to change, it's going to be Brock Lesnar versus Randy Orton. That's four big matches already announced for SummerSlam, anticipating a tag team title match, and then, of course, your Intercontinental and U.S. titles will hopefully be defended as well. So, yeah, it's looking like, and I'm loving the brand split so far. So we'll keep watching that, and we'll as SummerSlam gets closer, we'll probably do a Facebook Live. We may do a podcast leading up to it as well. I'm not sure. I have a lot of indie wrestling dates coming up in the month of August, Stride Pro Wrestling being the first on August 6th. There's also a Warriors Code Wrestling event happening on Saturday, August 20th. That's in Christopher, Illinois, and then Cape Championship Wrestling the following weekend, August 27th. So I don't know that I'm going to be a part of all those shows. I know Stride for sure. I've been asked to do some ring announcing for Warriors Code Wrestling. I'm checking the calendar as we speak, and then I'm going as a fan to Cape Championship Wrestling. So it's a good time to be a wrestling fan in the Southern Illinois, Southeast Missouri region for right now, for sure. And then, of course, just a fan in general. There's so much good going on, and I keep forgetting to reset my DVR for TNA. I'm going to change that and start watching next week. So maybe I'll have something to say about that over on Facebook.com/my123cents as well. Everyone, thanks so much for tuning in, and stick around for some of the trainees at Stride Pro Wrestling.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 123 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
The guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey everyone, Kevin here with episode 89 of My 123 Cents, the podcast. And if you hear some bumps and some banging around going on behind me, that is because I am on location this week at Stride Pro Wrestling, located in Marion, Illinois, the Illinois Star Center Mall. I'll have all the details on the exact location. You can come check out their upcoming show. It is Saturday, August the 6th, right here in Marion, Illinois. And I am being joined by one of the students at Stride Pro Wrestling. His name is Red Daniels. And Red, you actually recently had your debut with Stride, is that right?
Yeah, I did. Last month, I debuted against A.T. Brooks. It was a good match. He's a good competitor.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, you're going through the paces, you're learning to become a professional wrestler. What made you make that decision to try this out?
Oh, I still remember the first time I ever watched wrestling. It was probably like 96. It was Bret Hart versus Stone Cold. I don't remember what WrestleMania it is, but I watched that match with my dad, and I just got hooked ever since. And since then, I've been a fan. It's been a dream. I've been trying, and this opportunity came up, so I had to take it.
What is it about wrestling? Because I'm obviously older than you, and I remember watching it for the first time too. And there's something about it that just grabs you. So obviously Stone Cold and Bret Hart, there was something there that got your attention, that grabbed you into it. So what made you continue to come back and watch week after week?
It's just the way that it's completely different than anything else on the TV. So if you're flipping through the channels, it catches your eye automatically. You know, two guys throwing each other around. And then they add in story, and it's not only competition, but it's also, in my opinion, the last true form of Shakespeare. And it it's hard not to get into it. Even people I know who hate wrestling, if they're at my house and they watch it, they find themselves going, oh, what's going on? It's you can hate it, you can disrespect it all you want, but if you sit and watch it, you'll watch it. It brings attention.
And, you know, not that we're going to call out the haters here, but obviously it takes a certain type of person to step through those ropes, and even if you are just training to do this, it is a physically taxing process. So talk to me a little bit about what it has done for you as far as getting into that ring and doing this.
Well, it's the hardest thing physically I've ever done in my entire life. The conditioning is completely different than anything. I've played basketball and I've played soccer, and it's completely different. And not only does it take the physical athletic ability to get out there and do these moves and stay in pace, because you're going for 6 minutes, 10 minutes, and you're giving it your all the whole time. There's no stop. It also takes that, you know, character in you, that, you know, showman that wants to play to the crowd while you're doing it. So it's also attractive to me in a sense of competition. And it's just when you get out there and you see all those people and they're cheering you or they're booing you, it's one of the best feelings ever, I found.
What have been some of the challenges in terms of training? I know Heath is doing a good job with you guys. Just tell me a little bit about, you know, what did you come in here thinking versus what was the reality of it?
Well, I had no idea of how much of conditioning it was going to be. I expected it was just going to be like learn the moves and you get out there. But you start doing matches and practice matches, and you realize you're blown up before you know it. You're gasping for air. You're tired. You can't get up. So it's been super challenging just staying in the type of shape you need to be. I'm 315 pounds, so it's hard to stay in that kind of shape and keep my breathing under control and get up fast and when to stay up, you know, and it's challenging from a physical standpoint, that's for sure.
Absolutely, and you mentioned 315 pounds. You're facing another big man coming up on August 6th in Jake Capone. How do you prepare for someone the size of Jake Capone? Because I think he's actually probably, he'd be pretty close, but I think he might be a little bigger than you even.
Yeah, I think he's bigger than me. He's definitely a little taller. You just got to come into it, you know, with the same aspect as when I wrestled A.T. Brooks last month, and he's probably 180 pounds. You're going to give it your best. You know, you got to see what he's going to throw at you. Him being a bigger guy kind of gives me an advantage. I might be quicker than him because I'm a little bit lighter. But, you know, you got to think through. I'm glad that I had some time to plan ahead because he's not going to know what's coming for him.
Very well said. And one last question. Obviously, we are here near your hometown. You live in Carterville, just down the road here. What's it like getting in front of family and friends and people that you maybe went to high school with or whatever? They're coming out here and cheering for you. Tell me what that's like.
Well, it's a righteous moment because my entire life, I remember from being in grade school on, I told people, I wrote in English class, you write an essay every year that's like what you want to be when you grow up. And mine basically from like second grade to high school was I want to be a professional wrestler. It's been my dream forever. I found the opportunity. And I remember my first match, I had a whole section of family and friends. And I came out there, I looked down, they're all cheering my name. And it was one of the best feelings ever.
It's awesome. And you're awesome too. You're coming a long way. Good luck to you, Red Daniels. And we'll see you Saturday night, August 6th.
Thank you very much.
Just stepping out of the ring now, here at Stride Pro Training School is Frank Edwards. And Frank, you have a big match coming up on August 6th too, facing Dalton Diamond, who is a regular here with Stride as well.
Yes. Pretty excited about the match. I want to go out there and prove to everybody that I can win and eventually work my way up and get a championship title.
And tell me a little bit about your background with professional wrestling. What got you involved? I know you've been coming here to class. I think you were one of the first students to come through the school.
Yeah,
is that right?
The doors opened. I was here. I started in February 10th training, debuted in April. I was the first trainee to make their debut.
Awesome. So why did you want to start training? Why did you want to become a professional wrestler?
I was just grew up on wrestling. Well, my brothers watched it. My parents watched it. Can't tell you how many like events, Raws, pay-per-views. I went to a couple TNA events and whatnot, but love wrestling, and I'm not quitting until I get what I want, and that's a title.
What was that aha moment when you were watching? Who was it that brought you in and turned you into a wrestling fanatic?
I know I'm probably going to get some hate for this one, but AJ Styles.
Okay.
I've been a fan from him since about 2001 when he started in NWA Wildside, and great athlete, and yeah, I look up to him a lot. And yeah, he definitely got me into wrestling.
So tell me, you know, obviously Heath opened the school here. You were the first signee to come in and start training. Why do you want to do this? What is it about, you know, because there's one thing about being a fan, but then there's another thing, putting your body on the line. And I think people fail to realize the physicality that is involved. Even though you guys are training and learning how to do this, there's a lot of work that goes into it as well.
I just want to prove it to myself I can do it. And once I start something, it takes a lot for me to quit. And I'm going to do everything I can to reach my goal in this business.
So you've been training for almost 6 months now. What has been some of the uphill battles, some of the obstacles that you have faced in your training?
Well, you're always going to have the things you need to work on, but that's why we're here. And every day we train 2 hours a day, trying to better ourselves, work what we need to work on, and come showtime, we'll be ready.
And, you know, getting in the ring, you mentioned that you have been in a couple of Stride matches already. You're in your hometown here. What is it like when fans that you know, grew up with, parents, friends, whatever, are watching and cheering for you?
I get goosebumps. It's one time my music hits and I walk out there, I'm a completely different person. The energy, the, like, don't quote the rock, but the electricity in the air, something else, and I love it.
All righty, Frank Edwards, good luck to you, and keep up the training, keep up the good work. You're doing a great job in there.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I am joined now by Stride Pro Wrestling's very first female trainee, Tori Carter. And Tori, tell me a little bit about why you decided to step into the ring and start training to become a professional wrestler.
Well, I've always watched it since I was a little girl, and I've always wanted to be a Divas champion, and that's what I aim to do.
So with the whole Divas Revolution from last year and into this year, and we see now Charlotte and Sasha Banks and Bayley and Becky Lynch and Natalya, do you view women's wrestling differently now than you did when, you know, years ago when you were first starting to watch professional wrestling?
Definitely. I look at it a lot differently, and I think, like, because it takes a whole lot more than someone just going into the ring and just being thrown around, and everyone says it's fake, but it's obviously not, because you can't get hurt.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, I just mentioned you're the first and only female trainee, and you're the only woman in there in the ring, so you're getting in there with the guys, getting slammed and, you know, knocked around and hitting the ropes and whatnot. So it's obviously a very physical thing and a mental thing. So tell me a little bit about what has been the biggest challenge stepping in and starting this training process.
It's been just trying to keep up with all these guys. They're so good and everything, and I'm trying to learn the best that I can.
What, you know, you obviously, how long have you been doing this now? Just about a month or so, is that right?
Yeah, about a month or so.
So what has been the biggest reward of getting in there and doing this? Did you expect things to be differently, or what's been the most fun or the biggest benefit, do you think?
I think it's been getting in there and learning everything that I've wanted to know my whole entire life. Like, I've dreamed of this my whole entire life, and now I'm actually finally doing it.
Was there anything different about it all? I mean, obviously watching it unfold on TV and then trying to get in there and do what you've seen on TV are two different things. Was there any big revelations when it came down to it?
Yeah, I didn't think that it would hurt as bad. It's really, really bad.
Any other advice for the women in the listening audience that maybe want to get in there and start training to become a professional wrestler?
Just get in there and do it.
All right. Good luck. Appreciate your time, Tori.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Jerry, you are an educator, superintendent. What possessed you to decide to step into professional wrestling?
Well, to be honest with you, my initial wanting to do it was to have some fun with my kids at school and to do it out of fun. However, being a lifelong fan of wrestling, it and being a person that I like challenges, it's kind of fun, and it's turned into kind of an addiction almost. Not that I'm doing it 24 hours a day, but it's been a whole lot of fun. It's a challenge to myself to try to learn it, because it's a lot of skill to it.
And you don't really it is, it. And you know, people kind of lose that sense of what it takes to become a professional wrestler. Now, you have stepped in there, you've teamed up with Hacksaw Jim Duggan, but you've actually also been doing some matches on your own, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. With Stride Pro Wrestling, I've had a chance to do a few matches on my own, tag team, one-on-one stuff, and I'm real excited about August 6th, getting a chance to go one-on-one in a match. I feel like I'm getting to the point where I can do a full match, and I've got enough moves to do that, and so... looking forward to it. It's a lot of work, and there's just so much that goes into it, not just the physical aspect, but the mental aspect of a wrestling match as well. That's probably the hardest part.
Yeah, talk a little bit more about the challenges that you have faced with training, because, like I said, you have a day job, and you have a family, and a life outside of this.
That's right. Really, I've had a chance about once a week for the last few months to come up here. He's been great working with, and a couple of other guys, Jason Chapman, a couple of guys have been helping. It's hard getting up here. Definitely, I don't get up here definitely enough to do this as a career. Fortunately, it's just it's a hobby. I'm fortunate enough to have a good job and do this for fun until my body says I can't. But the physical part of it is not so hard. Being a halfway athletic in school and growing up doing that kind of thing. The moves aren't the hard part to learn. It's really the mental aspect, knowing what goes into what, and really learning to slow down and kind of take it in. You know, you watch professional wrestling on TV and you take for granted the little things that they're doing in between the moves. The moves themselves are nice and they look cool, especially if you've got some cruiserweights and stuff like that. But man, you watch Andre the Giant, Hulk Hogan, and WrestleMania, and they hit each other maybe three or four moves on each other, but the match is awesome because there's so much little things that they're doing. And that's the hard part. It's the hard part to get your brain to slow down and not think, I got to do this, got to do that. And it's been a challenge. It's been a real challenge, but it's been fun as well.
As a wrestling fan, let me ask you this, and I want to get back in there. What are your thoughts so far on the draft and how things are going with WWE right now?
Boy, I love it. I grew up in the Hogan era, you know, watching wrestling, loving it. I got out of it, Attitude Era. I missed the whole Attitude Era. I'm going back now and catching up on things with the network. And so I've been watching again for the last 2 to 3 years. And this is an exciting time to me. I love the draft. I love the cruiserweights. I like seeing those guys, the high flyers. You know, it's a chance, it's a real neat opportunity right now because they got so much going on. They're using the independent guys. They're bringing those guys up. WWE's kind of stealing those guys here and there. But, you know, you got ROH, who's putting out a real good product. I was a fan of NXT right from the get-go. We followed Enzo and Cass from time they started NXT. You know, got to go see them in Nashville. And so big fans of those guys. And New Japan is awesome right now. I mean, just wrestling right now to me is real exciting. It's fun to watch. They got something for everybody. They got the big guys. They got the small guys out there doing their thing, high flying. So it's been exciting. I think now they're giving them some more liberties on the microphone, which has been needed, I think. I think that's the one area where Vince has had a hard time letting guys come out of script. And I think, from what I can tell, the first Raw and the first SmackDown, they've had some freedom, I think.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, for sure. Jerry Travelson, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Once again, that was educator Jerry Travelstead, who will be stepping into the ring Saturday, August 6th, Stride Pro Wrestling. He'll be facing Tony Flood with some implications that are building up. And Jerry is a promoter himself in the Pinckneyville area, and there are going to be some big announcements coming from him. I'm looking forward to working with Jerry as well on some upcoming projects. So stay tuned here to My 123 Cents, the podcast, as well as my123cents.com. As always, folks, thanks so much and have a great week.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.